North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms reportedly will not seek re-election next year. The Raleigh News and Observer and other news organizations say Helms will announce his retirement tomorrow night. Helms is among the nation's best-known conservatives. He has suffered considerable health problems, and several candidates have already emerged who are interested in taking his place. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Raleigh.
At age 79, Jesse Helms is the third oldest member of the Senate, behind only Strom Thurmond and Robert Byrd. Now in his fifth term, Helms remains mentally sharp and politically active, but medical problems have made it hard for him to get around. He's had surgery on his heart and knees and suffers from a nerve disorder that's forced him to move about the Capitol in a motorized scooter. In part because of those problems, the senator is expected to announce his retirement tomorrow. North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Bill Coby says Helms has been wrestling with the decision for weeks.
I believe he dearly loves being a senator, and it'll be tough for him to let go. But I think, from all I've heard, is his family would like him home.
The effect of Helms' decision will be felt far outside North Carolina. Without him in the Senate, conservatives will lose one of their most articulate and tenacious spokesmen. During three decades in Washington, Helms has waged high-profile fights against abortion, tax increases, and affirmative action. He criticized art he considers obscene, accused the media of liberal bias, and was ever vigilant against the spread of communism. In the last few months alone, he won concessions from the Bush administration to protect Southern textile jobs and passed an amendment defending the Boy Scouts' ban on homosexuals. University of North Carolina political scientist Tad Bile sees Helms as a one-of-a-kind moral crusader who won't be easily replaced.
He is such a polarizing figure, has been very, very active, and stands out in the Senate. He does hold a major committeeship. He is the penultimate conservative, and I don't see anybody who would pick up that mantle.
Once Helms retires, there's no obvious candidate in North Carolina to replace him. The only Democrat to enter the 2002 Senate race so far is Elaine Marshall, the Secretary of State. Several Republicans also have emerged. Among them are former Senator Locke Faircloth, former Charlotte Mayor Richard Vinroot, and two congressmen, Robin Hayes and Richard Burr. But many Republican leaders are hoping somebody else enters the race. Former Cabinet Secretary Elizabeth Dole, who's a North Carolina native. Dole says she's considering running for Helms' seat, and GOP consultant Jack Hawk, a longtime Dole supporter, considers her the strongest potential candidate.
I think she wins if she runs. I think her strength of personality and her standing among North Carolina voters is so strong that I'd be very surprised if she chose to run if she didn't win.
Regardless of who the candidates are, North Carolina's next Senate race is likely to be one of the most hotly contested in the country. Even Helms, in his previous three victories, won by relatively small margins, less than 54% of the vote. With the Senate so closely divided between the two parties, the 2002 North Carolina campaign is likely to attract substantial out-of-state interest and out-of-state money, as Democrats try to increase their one-vote margin in the Senate, and Republicans try to hold a seat that for so long has been held by a conservative elder statesman. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.